Oh my gosh. We will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting for Wednesday, November 7th, 2018, at 8:31 on the clock. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on East Wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And seeing no one else here, we will move on to the next. We'll pass it around. Entertain a motion. Well, let everybody look at it. It's a tax correction slip. Addie, that's...
What that is they sold that business. That's Heartland Foods, I believe.
Yep.
And we accelerated the personal property, so it's being paid forward. So it'll be done, and when you can do that. A lot of them like to do that, and really that's the way we probably should do that. But when you do something like that, they don't get the $10,000 exemption. Yeah, and that is kind of because we use the old levy and everything still. So it's an acceleration, so it's just paid ahead of time, and then Russ's market will take it over.
But this is basically the Heartland Foods in paying that, so that must have been part of the deal or whatever.
They owned it January 1st.
Okay.
And then it'll turn over to the other people. And then they'll start their personal property schedule.
And it's for $596, basically. So.
Need a motion to approve?
Yep, need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion, I need a second. Second.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Hill to approve tax correction slip number 11. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Do we want to go into the agreement that was Daryl Standards on the agenda? We have approved. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Service, Inc., effective November 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2018. This adjusts the agreement to follow the fiscal year. So it's not changing the agreement other than the time frame, basically.
I would move to approve.
Second.
It's in my budget, yes, sir. You also put this agreement in my budget. And you did up the cost per hour.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. But this isn't increasing his yearly fee. He's just prorating that out here.
No,
or is it actually an increase in the fee also?
Yes. And it's a new agreement. It's an increase, $3 an hour? Is that what you said? $3 an hour.
So the increase would come to you guys if you need them for protest purposes like you did last year.
And
something different than from what here.
And Patty, this is just for Daryl, not for his assistants?
This is just for Daryl. Now sometimes his assistants do come help. And do
what do they get paid?
They're not paid. They're paid about
They're not
50.
Paid.
No, they're not paid. 50. They're paid 50.
Okay.
They're paid half.
Well, it says here, it's the total compensation. Well, he's estimating so many hours, but if we don't use the hours, we don't pay for them. But it's at $98 per hour. So he was at 95, or I don't know, one time he was 85.
No, he hasn't been at 85
for quite a few years or whatever. But $98.
I don't think he did an adjustment.
That seems higher than what's been passed, though.
Yeah.
Don, do you know?
I didn't
think it was going 98.
I can find out.
That doesn't make a difference.
Supposed to pull out the
95 is where he was at for quite a while, I think.
85.
95.
95. Right, I don't know why 80 something sticks in my mind.
Mine too, Mike, for some reason.
I can tell you, I believe, when Johnson County has an appraiser come in, to do, because they don't have one on staff, but when they have a person come over,
thanks,
I believe their person can
run it over, because I had her pull it out just a little while ago. So she'll run it over here. Do you have it?
No,
the
I don't
old
have
one?
It.
Oh, because she was getting it for you.
Because it was going to do the same
know,
thing.
I don't remember 85.
I don't know why I remember 87.
For
some reason, that sticks in my mind too, Myron. I don't know why.
Jerry, do you want to go with that?
No.
Who else is out there to use?
Nobody.
Yeah, that's just it.
So no. Over a barrel? Oh, Jergens. Jergens Appraisal Services.
I have a feeling property values would go down if Jergens was appraising.
Yeah. We wouldn't have enough evaluation.
Bill Living might have to go up to cover for it.
We're there.
Yeah, we're already at 50.
Yeah.
And so I guess we'll it doesn't matter what
the, you put it this in is. My, this yeah. is the first year you put that in my budget.
In your budget, yes.
It was,
yeah. And when they get here, we can look at it and see what it was, I guess. So unless somebody has a problem with the...
He's
basically saying he's going to do 38 days, 8-hour days, and that is the estimate. And then if we do not... He does not do all of them, then it's just not paid for that amount. So.
Before we act on it, I'd just like to see the previous contractor.
Okay. She's coming.
Is it written in there that we can have a Word document without a lot of fight?
Don, quick question.
You have to put that on.
He would be our referee since this is in her budget now. If we would use him, would that come from general to pay him for the additional?
We have a line for a referee.
It wasn't 95.
Okay.
The current contract.
So that would, that part's completely separate.
Yeah,
still.
Jergens are so, I mean, this is amazing.
The part we use is like Don Byers, but I didn't know that.
Byers is always here.
Is that a one-year agreement?
That's another story.
This was November 2017 through October 2018. Yeah. Last one we did here was 95.
Right.
So you're right.
Yep.
Is that too loud, Don?
Everybody can hear. Yes.
Any other questions? In so.
What?
The public meeting. Speak
me?
Up.
Okay.
This contract is $3 higher. So any other questions? Otherwise, we have a motion and a second to approve. Vote 7-0 in favor. Patty.
I don't have anything. I don't
Patty,
think. Yes.
There was a farm sold southwest of town. I think it brought $4,680 an acre. What it was on the rolls for.
Do I know what it was on? I don't off the top of my head. Did it occur before September 30th?
Friday. Just last week sometime.
I can tell you that our ag values right now are set at 76%. So those are coming down.
I had another conversation concerning, we've talked about it before, the irrigated out of a non-ground source, let's put it that way.
And I brought that up.
Okay, good.
Nobody showed any interest in that, and nobody does it differently. So,
but why do we care about anybody else?
Well, because of the equalization part of it. I think that may be something that would be one of the agenda items for Mr. Dorn here.
There's a rule by the state that says we have to go by what they say. To me,
you have to
down through the years, I've been through it. That water source is not available. Those people are getting to tax the same dollars as a guy that's got a 1,000-gallon uninterrupted well all year long.
And we've talked about it.
I just can't get through that my head. Why that would be taxed the same when the supply is not there? I mean, I don't know if it's 25% of the time. I don't know that percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But when you need it, you don't have it.
And one thing that we were going to use, and I think we talked about it, was talk to Lloyd this year, too, about some of those different things that he's kind of helping with. But you have to have some, when you're doing things like that, you have to look at, and I agree. I mean, I brought that up. Nobody even gives the 15% discount that I give on across the road and things like that. We could be a county that does that, but that doesn't mean Turk wouldn't call me in and say, you know, well, the equalization isn't
there. That would be great. Let them call you in because I think it's so unfair doing it this way.
Right.
There's got to be, some year, great. But those years are probably 2 out of 10, if I'd have to guess.
And fee appraisal, it's just like flooding. It's like if it floods like 1 year out of 5, or, you know, there's things like that that have been in compliance over the time frame. I remember when we had that bad flood in Iowa. they adjusted some of that land then downward. That's a flood situation. But I know you get cut off from the rivers and things like that. But, and I know there's wells that don't have the capacity to pump either.
You know, but I'm not concerned with that as the ground source, a pond. Right. Typically a pond being drawn out up to irrigated. And, you know, that ground source, he can plan ahead. If it's 350 gallon a minute, he knows he's going to start irrigating sooner than everybody else and run it, you know. But when you're relying on Mother Nature to supply your irrigated ground through a pond source is my main one, you know. Rivers are the same way. They can be cut off, not quite as soon, though, but they can be shut down, too.
Well, when it gets too dry and when you really need it, that's when the Blue River Basin or Lower Blue, or not them, but that's their guidelines say they have a shed house. Yeah, flow can still go to Kansas. Yeah, the water rights. And that's,
do you know, like in the last couple of years, like people that got shut off or how?
On the river? I don't think that's occurred the last 2 years that I'm aware of. Came close one time a year ago.
Limited if it did.
But it, down through the years, it's happened quite frequently.
I'd say that happens 50% of the years.
And I agree with what you're saying, because I just don't know why they don't address that. I mean, it'd be nice if the association would address that for, you know, to go across county lines, too.
Instead of waiting for them, though, I think Terry's saying, let's try it.
Yeah.
And let Turk do something about it.
We've talked about this for 4 years now. Let's do something about it.
So this is a year.
Let's act on it.
This is the year we're going to do something and see what Turk does.
Okay, so when we're doing our study, then I need to know what kind of percentage we're looking at.
My personal feeling in my head was 20%.
And we're at 15 now?
Not for that. We're at 15 when the water source is coming from across the road. So if a water source is coming across the road, you know, like I think one of the parties.
The party, Doug Party up there has one here.
So basically what his argument is, he can only sell that as a dry land quarter.
Yeah.
And so basically I gave a 15% because it's somewhere between irrigated and dry, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so thank you very much. I gave a 15%. On that, and that's been going on for a long time, the 15% on that type of irrigated. Nothing else has been.
I thought there was the one individual up there that he only has like a 200-gallon well. He pumps it into a pond, and then, you know who I'm talking about. I won't mention his name here, but.
There may be one other. Not a lot of them. Yeah.
I thought of that too, Terry, though, for lower value. Some of those ponds are actually getting pumped full, so that they can pump out of them then, too.
And one other thing to remember, all these structures, or most of them that are getting pumped out of, they're filling up every year. Yeah. So your water supply is less and less and less every year you can rely on, that you used to rely on 20 years ago. It's not that supply anymore.
And we can talk about that because, you know, the time to do that is now, because March 19th, I have to have my values set.
Okay.
The thing is you do have to have some backing of why you're using 20 or why you're using 15, because if we get called into Turk, and, you know, we have to have some concrete evidence of why we've done it that way.
I'll come up
and so, but I will...
Maybe not.
Terry, could you get just a short dissertation together for that? No more coffee for Supervisor Jurgens.
I mean, we have talked about it about 3 years, three or 4 years ago, and then I brought it up again at that, the Southeast District that was at the Southeast Community College. And nobody is, even if it's water, they classify it as irrigated, period. So that's what the assessors in the Southeast District do.
Why do we always?
Another place I could bring it up for the whole. And if you guys go out in December to your meetings, you know, up at NACO, do me a favor and ask some of the county board members what their assessors do. Because as far as I know, And I'm not saying I won't do that. It's just we've got to have some.
You don't have to go very far north, and the groundwater's unlimited, you know, so they don't have to deal with it, you know, like we do in here.
But groundwater varies a lot of places. There's areas that have good groundwater, and somebody a couple miles away doesn't.
So. I guess the thing is, then, do you do that a percentage every year, or do you wait to see what...
My opinion, you'd have to set it, and that's the way it would be. Because you're going to have dry weather more than you're going to have wet weather, I'm going to guess.
But when you bring that up, one of my classmates, he charged the NRD out at York, Nebraska, that county. And when Nemaha and Blue, when they went to setting their, what you call their water, you're getting a permit based on certain guidelines, you know, and they went through and passed it. So you just can't go out and dig a well. You have to meet guidelines now. I asked him when he was back one time, I says, well, what do you do out of York County? Oh, we don't have that problem. If anybody gets worse than a 1,000-gallon well, we hardly ever have one. And they have 11,000-some wells in York, in York County.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we don't ever worry about it. He says, I think I'd be run out of town if we tried to do that here at the NRD, because they don't have to worry about that issue. They just have that much abundant of water underneath.
So then the next thing I have to do is make sure I know who's pumping out of a river and who's pumping out of the pond.
Mm-hmm. If I was told right, that ground that I was speaking about was a 1031 exchange also.
Yeah, and I'm throwing some of those out if we verify them. I mean, we take time to verify them.
Homestead had it or whatever.
Okay. So. Was that the one that just sold 2 days ago?
Friday.
It was an auction, wasn't it?
Yep. Friday, last Friday. It was at an auction, and Homestead had it.
Well, what did it,
$4,680. Yeah, I heard $4,675, yeah.
You know, the amazing thing right now is our grass is low. We've only got three sales, so I'm not going to consider that as enough to...
Three sales countywide?
Why isn't that enough?
Three sales.
Why isn't that enough?
Basically because that doesn't determine what the market value is. You need to have, they love to have 10 at least. Between Area 1 and 2 with the size of our county, we'd like to have 10 cells that has primarily grass on it. So what the state will do is if we only have three, they'll borrow from like Pawnee or from...
What are their grass sales looking like? Same as ours?
We have some in Area 2 that are about 3,000 an acre.
Yeah, Paul Spring.
Which is really, yeah. I mean, you know, grass is always the one that was, and our dry is now really needs to come down, and our irrigated, I'm believing it was 10 or 12% when we were looking just the other day. So we're
lowering irrigated?
Huh? Lowering.
Yeah. I wouldn't argue a bit with that with the sales that have come up in the last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the main thing, Myron, the sales that are coming off, there's some two that I know for sure were $10,000 an acre.
That were on from like three plus years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of those are aging out, some of the higher sales.
I mean, I can do something like that, but I'm pretty sure that, and maybe... Nobody will bother us with Turk. I mean, but we'll have to go and defend what we do. And that's where the, you know, not that we can't do it that way, but...
You might speak to Lloyd.
Yeah. I was going to bring him in. He goes to Arizona a little bit for but we've got till March 19th, so we're looking at we're looking at what we need to lower, and then we'll go from there. Residential, again, you know, I want to emphasize our residential, and Beatrice and everything else is coming up. I mean, you can see it in the sales. My $70,000 homes are in the hundreds now, and so residential will be going up in Beatrice, and I just want to make sure they know it's because of the sales, not because of me out there trying to get money for... You know, that's an important part of it, because I can show that the sales book will show that residential's really been back up and is going pretty good. So, yeah, I'll take a look at it and see what we can do. But if you do go to that in Daco, you might just ask some of the supervisors there. You know, it's a good way to, it's a talking point too. So.
Anything else?
Yeah, Patty, I gave the board a copy of that TURP decision.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. Oh.
Did what happened? What was the?
They affirmed the board's ruling, which followed your deal, and he's denied. So.
Oh, that was the one that had a hearing in August or whatever?
No, I just had it in September.
Oh, you just had it in September, yeah, just lately, yeah.
You didn't get a copy of the decision? Eric, will you have to hand that over?
Yes, sir.
Please.
But they have, they
basically said the homestead exemption is denied.
Okay.
They agreed with our decision.
Yeah, now what they can do, and he might do, is they can take it to a full board because this went to before a single commissioner.
Well, my understanding, though, is that he, as the moving party, he would have to ask.
Right. Right. That's where his next step would be, is that was an informal one single commissioner hearing that I went to, and this next hearing would be before the full board, and then that becomes more formal, and so...
Anything else? If not, we will adjourn Board of Equalization at 8:52 on the clock.